I'm filling in for my brother Peter, who's traveling down to Orlando, Florida, to help some folks out with the Direct Sales Women's Association. Definitely a great organization that helps women in the network marketing industry. Also helps men understand how women build the network marketing industry. So if you're a man or a woman, of course, in the network marketing industry, you want to get plugged in at Direct Selling Women's Association, the place you want to at least spend a little bit of time with. My brother Peter asked me to jump on this call and go a little bit beyond what the basics would be. And I said, okay, great. So what are the information that we could cover? I said, well, you know what? Let's talk about picking up the phone and calling through some people. Well, a lot of times we all want to pick up the phone and we all want to call our prospects, whether they've been to our websites or whether they haven't been to our websites. And sometimes the biggest thing for people is to, when should I call them? Like, when should I call people on the phone? Well, there's something that we call the golden hours of prospecting. You might want to write this down. The golden hours of prospecting. And I should tell you folks, if you don't have a pen and pencil handy, I'm going to be giving some lots of great information. I'm going to be showing you a technique that's helped me literally make tens of thousands of dollars. So you might want to grab a couple of pieces of paper. But let's cover the golden hours of prospecting. Now, really what that means is, when is the best time to be calling through people? Like, when are they going to be home? Well, that's kind of common sense. You know, when are they going to be home? And as we know, most people have a regular job. So when do they get home? They get home after, say, 5 o'clock in the evening. So let's cover this. Monday through Friday, when is the best times to be calling people? Monday through Friday, from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock in that particular time zone. So when is the best time where you could literally sit down and call people and reach more people at home? Would be from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't have wonderfully great conversations during the day, because you can. As a matter of fact, I probably make the majority of my calls to some of my new prospects during the day just to see if I can hit some people. So calling through the day is a great time. But if we were going to say, okay, well, if I'm going to sit down and I'm going to concentrate on calling for an hour straight, when would be the best time for me to do that? And that would be anywhere between 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock in that particular time zone. So, of course, let's say I'm in Eastern Standard Time, and if it's 9 o'clock, well, I just kind of missed the golden hours of prospecting in my time zone, but I could always work other time zones. So you can sort your leads so that this way you can work in different time zones. Because, of course, if it was 5 o'clock in Eastern Standard Time, it's going to be 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock in someone else's time zone. You might want to sift through your leads, figure them out through time zones, and then call through them. So let's talk about Saturdays. Saturdays are a great day to be calling people, and I suggest if you have made any phone calls on a Saturday, definitely do some. You can have some really good conversations on a Saturday, that's for sure. What's the golden hours of prospecting on a Saturday? It's anywhere after 10 a.m. in the morning till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So 10 a.m. in the morning, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday. I try not to call before 10 a.m. in the morning. Saturday, lots of people like to sleep late. Of course, people go do the church thing. So Saturday mornings before 10 o'clock, you might wake somebody up, and, well, that's no way to have a first conversation. So we'll always start after 10. Now, what about on Sundays? Sundays are actually the best day to be calling new people about your business. Now, why do I say Sunday is the best day? You want to know why? Here's the answer. It's flat out. People are home. You can have more conversations in an hour's time on a Sunday than you can have any other day during the week. And if you've never made any phone calls on a Sunday because you're afraid that if you called somebody on a Sunday, they would jump through the phone and yell and scream at you because you called them on a Sunday, I've been doing it for years and it's never happened. And the whole thing is you adjust your icebreaker. Everybody knows what the icebreaker is. That's the first thing that you say to somebody. So they say to you, who are you? What do you got? Tell me some more. So on a Sunday, when you call people, adjust your icebreaker. Let them know that you know that it's Sunday. And is today a good day to have a short, brief conversation? Most of the people are going to say, sure. Some people, they might say something like, you know what, Vincent, I appreciate your calling, but I normally don't take phone calls on a Sunday. Just so happens I was walking by the phone. It rang. I thought it might be my brother, sister, mother. I picked it up, and it was you. And say, okay, you know what, Joe? I understand you don't take phone calls on a Sunday. But you know what? Let's set up a time so I can speak to you during the week about some really great information. So in essence, if they can't take your call on a Sunday because they don't, or they're busy, or they're doing something, you can always set up an appointment to talk to them later on during the week, which is a great way to do it. You can call people up and you can schedule appointments for later on during the week. But Sundays, the golden hours of prospecting on Sundays are different than any other times. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon till about 8 o'clock in the evening. So 3 o'clock in the afternoon till about 8 o'clock in the evening. Now, why do I say after 3 o'clock? Well, lots of people do the church thing on Sundays and sleep late, of course. Why do I say not after 8 o'clock? Well, there's always like that cutoff time when you should be calling people, like Monday through Friday, it's, you know, 5 to 9, unless, of course, you have a scheduled appointment. But on Sundays, I say, let's bring it back an hour. Let's cut it off to 8 o'clock. And the reason being is I remember when I was a kid, you know, mom and dad, you know, that Sundays were like bath day, or Sundays were like the last day that, you know, you watched the Disney Channel together or you did something as a family before the crazy work week happened. And that's still going on a lot of places throughout the world. So on Sundays, cutoff time should be about 8 o'clock. Now, I haven't closed off the call. But does anybody have any questions about the golden hours of prospecting at this point? Okay, great. And I know that I might have had you guys muted out, but if there's any questions whatsoever, feel free to just ask them. Okay, ready? Here's the exercise. And why did I tell you what the golden hours of prospecting are? The reason is because here's a really cool exercise that you can do that will make a significant difference in building your network marketing company. Okay, ready? Now, there are some rules to this. So I want you to grab two pieces of paper. On the first piece of paper, what I want you to do is I want you to write across the top of it, in big letters, I want you to write, make 30 phone calls an hour. So across the top of the paper, I want you to write, make 30 phone calls an hour. Now what I want you to do, and you might not be able to do this right now, but I want you to reach into your pocket or your pocketbook or your wallet, and I want you to pull out a crisp $100 bill. Now, of course, if you don't have a crisp $100 bill, you can use any denomination. But the whole idea is that's supposed to be a crisp $100 bill. If you're uncomfortable with grabbing a crisp $100 bill, grab a dollar, a 10, grab some Monopoly money. Realize that that is a $100 bill. You might even want to...
Hello?
Hello. You might even want to write yourself a check. Okay, so then what I want you to do... Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to take that crisp $100 bill and I want you to tape it to the piece of paper that you just wrote. Make 30 phone calls an hour. Now what I want you to do is I want you to take that piece of paper and I want you to put it someplace that you're looking at it every single day. So it says make 30 phone calls an hour. You got your $100 bill. You taped your $100 bill to that piece of paper. You took that piece of paper and you're going to put it any place that you're going to look at it every single day. For where I put it, for example, it's right above my monitor on the left-hand side. Every single day, this thing is in front of me. I'm always looking at it. I might not look at it directly, but it's always there. As a matter of fact, it's been up there for several years, so the white piece of paper has kind of been yellowed out a little bit, and I've had to trace in a bunch of times. I wrote it in pencil. Make 30 dials an hour. Now, this is what you're going to do. You're going to pick 4, maybe 5, if you can, 6 days, 7 days a week, to dial for 1 hour straight. Let's take, for example, that you chose 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock in that particular time zone. And what you're going to do is you're going to pick up the phone and you're going to start dialing new people. You're going to be calling new people. You're going to start to build relationships with people. You're going to find out if they're looking to make some additional income from home. You're going to interview them. You're going to take them to the next step. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to speak to 30 people an hour. What you're going to do is you're going to sit down and you're going to, in essence, smile and dial 30 phone numbers. Sure, there's going to be some wrong numbers. Sure, there's going to be some answering machines. There might be a fax machine or two. You might hit a gatekeeper. For those people who don't know what a gatekeeper is you're calling for the husband, but the wife answers the phone or the kid answers the phone. Doesn't mean that you're going to speak to 30 people. Now, some people can dial more than 30 numbers an hour. Some people can dial less. Just because, you know, you might have, you know, 10 conversations, and those 10 conversations might take 3 to 5 minutes apiece. So then, of course, you wouldn't have dialed 30 numbers. You dialed less than that. But your goal is to at least make 30 phone calls an hour. Now, let's go back to saying, okay, ready, we picked our days and what we were going to do. We picked our times. Like for this example, it's going to be for 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock in that particular time zone. Here are the rules. You'll write these rules on a separate piece of paper. Rule number one is have your leads already or have your leads ready. So if I was going to walk into the office at 7 o'clock, I don't get my leads and then put them together. I already have them sorted. So I'd sort them like in the morning, maybe at night or before, but I would sort them before 7 o'clock because when I walk into that office at 6:59, as soon as that thing hits 7 o'clock, bang, I'm making my first phone call. So have your leads ready. Of course, lots of this stuff is going to take some discipline. So first thing is have the leads ready. And this is definitely worthwhile doing. You're not going to hear cha-ching the very first time that you're starting this project. Some of you may. It happens. But a lot of times you have to put the people into your pipeline. They need to start taking a look at your business before you hear the cha-ching. Everybody understands that. So you're going to have your leads ready. The next thing that you're going to do, if this is possible, if you live with someone, you know, maybe you have kids or, you know, significant others or husbands or dogs or cats running around, you want to make sure you want to say, okay, you know what, guys? At 7 o'clock, I'm going in the office, and I'm going to be dialing for dollars for 1 hour straight. So we're going to have dinner before. We're going to have dinner after. If you're looking for your socks and you don't know where your socks are, go find another pair of socks because I'm going to be building my business for that hour straight. So, of course, unless you absolutely positively need me, don't come knocking on the office door. We can fix anything before or we can fix anything after. Then the next thing that you're going to do, and this is a real hard rule, but you got to do this, don't read your email. Turn off your email client. If you need to be on the internet because that's where your leads are located, then that's okay. But don't be reading everyday emails. You're not going to be replying to emails at that time either. This is going to be the time that you're sitting down and you're smiling and dialing for dollars. When I first started this project many years ago, I said, I'm going to break the rules. I'm going to read my email. So, look, there's an email from a prospect. He says he's interested. Let me reply back to him. Well, you know what? That ate away at that hour that I was supposed to do it. And emails can be distracting sometimes. So don't read any emails in that hour. Technology nowadays, there's all sorts of little pop-up windows that you can talk to people through. You know, those instant messages or ICQs like the AOLs and Yahoos and MSNs. Turn those off or put yourself on away. It'll be too tempting for someone in your organization. They'll instant message you. They'll ask you a question about something about a product or service. Before you know it, 15 minutes later with you typing, you just ruined your golden hour, that hour when you're supposed to be sitting down and smiling and dialing. So once again, the rules are, tell everybody that you know in your household that you're going to be working the business for that hour. Number two, turn off all your email accounts. Number three, no talking to people through the internet and those little instant messages. Something else you might want to do. You might want to call the people in your organization. You might want to tell them, hey, listen, you know what? On Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, I'm going to be building my business talking to new people. So for some reason, if you got to call me up because you got to talk to me about the latest, greatest part of the compensation plan or what products are coming out or what products have just been discontinued, let's do that before or after. That's not the time. 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock is going to be the time that I'm going to be building my business, talking to new people. And I also suggest that you suggest to them that they do the same. Now, if you have some people in your organization and they want to play, lots of you guys are having calling parties or calling teams where everybody will get on one conference call line and you all sit down and you, one person will make a call, the next person will make a call. That's fantastic. But if you're going to have two or three people on there, then set your hours longer. Make it at least an hour and a half, maybe even 2 hours. It's a lot of fun when you're working leads with someone else, especially since some people have more skill levels than others. And you just have fun. I mean, before you know it, you can literally sit down and smile and dial your 30 people, and they can sit down and smile and dial their 30 people. And before you know it, an hour and a half has passed by, and you've spoken to the people that you wanted to talk to. Okay, so there were the rules. Just to cover the rules again, no reading email. Tell everybody in your household that you're going to be building your business. Tell your organization, say, listen, you know what, from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, we're going to be sitting down, we're going to be smiling and dialing, we're going to be having lots of fun. Now, what's the significance of me saying make 30 dials an hour and you taking that $100 bill and putting it on that piece of paper and then putting that piece of paper someplace where you see it every single day? Well, number one, you're going to look at it every single day. The likelihood of you looking at it means the likelihood that you might actually do this. Now, where does the $100 bill come into effect? Okay, ready? This is what's going to happen. You're going to sit down. You're going to dial 30 phone numbers. You're going to hit the wrong numbers. You're going to hit the disconnects. You're going to hit the, no, I'm not interested in that type of thing, whatever the case may be. You'll be in your sifting and sorting mode looking to speak to good prospects. And you know what? Let's talk about what a good prospect is. Let me tell you what a good prospect would be to me if I was sitting down and smiling and dialing for that hour. What a good prospect would be is somebody who was truly interested in learning how to make some extra income from home. Somebody who had the time to build a business. Meaning I asked them a qualifying question, like how many hours a week can you devote to business? That they had the time, that they had the interest, that they had the desire, that they had the income available. Now, there's lots of different ways to ask those questions. What you need to do is you need to ask those questions in a format that's going to be comfortable for you. A lot of people say, oh, Vin, I don't like asking the money question right up front. Well, if you're not comfortable with asking the money question, like, you know, do you have the available capital it's going to take to start a legitimate business, to get websites up and running, get some advertising done for you on the internet? You can ask that question any way you want to ask it. But what a good prospect to me is somebody who's got the time, somebody who's got the desire, somebody who's coachable, somebody who's got the money. So ready? Let's go back again. You're going to sit down, you're going to smile and dial. What's going to happen? You're going to hit the wrong numbers. You're going to hit the disconnects. You're going to hit the people not home. For those of you who leave messages on an answering machine, that doesn't necessarily count as a contact, but it is part of your everyday activities. But then what's going to happen? Out of those 30 dials that you're going to make, you're going to have anywhere between 1 to, say, 5 really good conversations. Don't forget what I say a really good conversation is. Now, if you do that 3 days a week, that could be anywhere between 3 to 15 really good conversations. Now, these numbers, or the numbers game, is going to be different for everyone, depending on, of course, the business that you're building, the way that you show people through the company, and how much you want to qualify the people in your first conversation. You'll find out what numbers work for you. I do suggest that you do some tracking. You know, write a little, okay, these are the calls I made on Monday. It doesn't have to be like crazy tracking. You could use stick figures. Okay, I dialed 30 numbers. 10 of them were wrong. 5 people I had conversations with, they told me they weren't interested. 3 people I had a conversation with, and that, you know, I'm going to be bringing them to a pre-recorded call. So ready? It's Monday. You made your 30 calls. You had your 2 appointments. Tuesday, you made your 30 phone calls. You have another 2 appointments. Wednesday, you made your 30 phone calls. You have another 2 appointments. You understand where I'm going here. So now, let's just say that you had, out of the whole week, let's say you had 15 really good conversations. Out of those 15 really good conversations, what do you think is going to happen? There's going to be some no-shows, meaning when you had your conversation with them, you told them, hey, listen, you know what, on Thursday night, I'm going to bring you to a live conference call. This live conference call is going to explain everything on our business from A to Z. The call is going to be 8 o'clock. Can you make it? Yeah, 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 I can make it. But when you called them, they weren't there. So half of those people, out of the 15, they might not show up for their appointments. Maybe they'll call you back and have to reschedule, whatever the case may be. So now that now you're looking that you have like 7 people available, and 7 people actually went to your presentations. You had some Q&As after it. Out of those 7 people, 1, 2, maybe 3 people might get into your business. Okay. Don't know everything about every compensation plan out there. Lots of different people are in lots of different companies who are listening to this call. But what happens when you sponsor a new person into your business? Don't you get a check? Or you have to sponsor a couple of people before you qualify for a check? So let's just say you qualified for a check. How much money did you make when you sponsored that one person into the business? Chances are the network marketing company you're in is a residual-based business, meaning people buy products and services from you week after week, month after month, whenever they need them, but you get a check for that. So let's just say this little project that you started, it's not going to happen for you for the first week because you got to get some people taking a look at your business in the pipeline. But now can you see where that $100 bill is coming in? The representation of that $100 bill is distributorship dollars. Of course, you know, most companies send a check, not $100 bills. But can you see that you're going to get that $100 bill back multiple times? I suggest you do this, or you try this at least, but you got to do it by the rules. You got to do it as it's planned out. And of course, if you can't spend an hour, you have to build yourself up to being doing it for an hour. Start wherever you can start. Just dedicate yourself to sitting down and smiling and dialing a certain amount of people on a certain set schedule, and get your people to do it as well. Because let's just say that you did that, and you sat down, you smiled and dialed, and you had your 15 good conversations, and out of the 15, you had 7 people come to a presentation, and after the 7 people, you got 1 or 2 people in your business. What would happen if that was happening throughout your organization? What would happen if you sponsored 1 or 2 people every single week? Heck, what if you got some of your people to sponsor 1 or 2 people every single month? Forget every single week. What happens if you got them to sponsor new people, 1 or 2 people every single month? Would you get that $100 bill back multiple times? I think you can see it. It definitely works. I know it works because I did it. I do it all the time. I've been getting paid that $100 bill for many, many years now, but I had to start doing it first. See, because just like everyone, I was new and, okay, well, when do I pick up the phone? When should I start to call through people? I was just, you know, every once in a while I'd pick up the phone, I called somebody. I was never really that disciplined on when I should be calling them or what I should be saying to them. So someone showed me this exercise, and it's been like the, you know, I threw my own little personality and style into the exercise, but it's been something that it's been working, work flat out. When I need to do it, I do it all the time. Okay, great. Hang on 1 second. Let me see if I can open this up. Okay, any questions or any concerns about the little sketch that we just went through?
Vincent?
I'm here.
Hi. The times that we get our prospect sheets, the contact sheets, and they, like, people call in the morning,
mm-hmm.
That's central time when it comes in.
Uh-huh.
So if they do call in the morning, should we set up a time during the day?
Sure. Like, it's like here's a, I guess here would be the change to the golden hours of prospecting. If you're using a system that people are filling out additional forms and they're telling you when the best time to call them would be, then of course you make those calls. If they say, you know, if they fill out the form and say, call me in the morning or contact me in the morning, then of course you're going to try to give them a buzz then. When I go through the golden hours of prospecting or this little smile and dial type technique, it would be for calling your raw materials, meaning the people who have not yet filled out forms.
Mm-hmm. a lot of them haven't filled out the forms, but the time they call in the morning, so during the daytime.
Yeah, you can have some great conversations with people during the day, that's for sure.
Okay.
And if they requested to be called in the morning, or that's when you get the leads, then sure, start right away.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, any other questions? Well, look at that. It's about 29 minutes. Perfect. Okay, guys, well, you know what? Go out there. Try this exercise. You know, don't half-heartedly try it. Try it. Okay, ready? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Vincent said Sunday was a great day to call, so let me at least throw in a Sunday from time to time. Make that your schedule and stick to it. And you'll definitely fill your pipeline with people who are taking a look at your business so you can do your follow-ups and follow-throughs. And that $100 bill will come back multiple times. Great. Well, you know what? I appreciate everybody being here. Go ahead, go out there, start to build a big business. Don't forget, the building of the relationship part is the biggest part of the business. So go have some fun. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.